Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili Ili Honganji. Mo'ili Ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'iliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Miyasaki family, in memory of Shuichi and Pearl Miyasaki. Our speaker this morning is Reverend David Fujimoto of Mililani Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Fujimoto.
Good morning, and good morning to all of you, fellow travelers of the Nembutsu Path. It is indeed a great honor and privilege to be spending this precious, unrepeatable moment with all of you. As I sit here at my desk, I cannot help but reflect on the past couple weeks and all of the violence, fear, and uncertainty that we are facing in our lives today. In his book, A New Temple for Mililani, Record of Days Devoted for Foundation, Reverend Kojun Suehira writes the following: Buddhism is the extremely kind because Buddhism derives from sadness and pain. The sorrow in a human heart can turn to strength from which something indispensable emerges. He further states, even in pain, even in sorrow, people can be at peace within. Perfect peace within is the state to which the Buddhism path leads. In a more modern context, this idea is supported in the concept of post-traumatic growth. Like in Buddhism, our growth derives from sadness and pain. Through this realization, we come to be a true person of the Nembutsu, one that lives a resilient life full of appreciation and gratitude. Over the past 2 years, we have been faced with a lot of mental trauma and suffering. Buddhism acknowledges this trauma and suffering and asks us to reflect on it. In Japanese, there is a term, naise. Nai means inside or within. Sei means to look carefully. So naise refers to looking carefully inside ourselves or within ourselves. To look inside ourselves is to acknowledge the pain and the suffering that we all have and where it's coming from. And sometimes it is hard to do, for it reveals our greed, anger, and suffering, and also our weakness. Reflection on suffering is the basis to the Four Noble Truths, in which we acknowledge that there is suffering, that there is a root to all suffering, and there is a way to end suffering, and the methodology to ending it is through the Eightfold Path. However, it's not as easy as it seems. Post-traumatic growth validates our suffering and allows us the middle path, like this in Buddhism, to grow, to find growth and healing in a life of appreciation and gratitude, just like the person of the Nembutsu. This morning, I'd like to spend just a few moments on the five forms of growth that we need to find in post-traumatic growth and how its foundations can lead us to Nembutsu moments in our lives as we start the healing process to all that we are seeing in this unsettled world that we live in. The first of the five forms of growth is finding personal strength. Amida Buddha, through the primal vow, accepts us for who we are, that ignorant, foolish being. With that, we need to acknowledge that we are such. We all have problems. What a relief it is, all a part of being normal. This is great. Even yours truly, Reverend David, has his share of problems. The second of this five form is gaining appreciation. Namo Amida Butsu brings about the inner workings of appreciation. Through this pandemic, through all the pain and suffering that we go through, and acknowledging that it's part of being human, we come out of the situation feeling even more grateful. We find a deeper sense of appreciation for what we have taken it granted for. And in that, we recite Namo Amida Butsu. And that is the root of all Nembutsu moments. And in that, there's no need to wait for that special moment or occasion to recite Namo Amida Butsu, because every day is filled with appreciation and gratitude. The third is finding deeper relationships. One of the important things that the families of the Uvalde school will find is that they will gravitate to fellow family members who have lost a loved one in that school shooting. As we approach Obon, many will come together for Hatsubon services, and that too will be a moment in which a common denominator, the loss of a loved one, will promote healing, as relationships will form and other families that have experienced loss. Amida Buddha's incomprehensible compassion yearns to develop that relationship in all of us. Your happiness is my happiness. Your sadness is my sadness. In discovering more meaning to life, the fourth of the five forms of growth, we realize that all of us are significant in this world. Amida Buddha has a wish for all of us, and that aspires to have all of us born into the Pure Land. In that, we find meaning in ourselves and in our lives, and discover the Nembutsu within ourselves, and we start to feel that embrace of Amida Buddha's incomprehensible compassion. We are then reminded that we are not the center of the world, but belong to a significant system, that of a link in Amida Buddha's golden chain of love, that stems to nurture all sentient beings, and also reminds us that our suffering has a root, and it is not random nor meaningless. The final form of growth is probably where all of us are now, as we are hopefully heading out of this pandemic, and that is seeing new possibilities in our lives. One of the basic concepts in Buddhism is impermanence. Nothing lasts forever. Everything is in flux. Many of us have a deeper appreciation for the life that we have now as a result of this pandemic. Unfortunately, for those families of the school shooting, this traumatic change of their loved ones not coming home from school will take a long time to heal. In that healing process, many will end up choosing different directions in their lives, and that goes for us as well, for our lives will never be the same again, and perhaps the changes we will have made, we would never have considered before. Today, we take that Naisei approach and look into our lives and re-examine ourselves and our priorities in life, and from there, we will start to see the growth in our lives, that Nembutsu moment that often eludes us and challenges us to live a happier, more appreciative life. The Buddha's teachings that was left to us challenges us to do exactly that. Find ourselves in the midst of chaos. What we go through in life is not random or unpredictable, but has its foundations in all karmic conditions that play a role in our lives. It is our job to reflect on that as we can determine our destiny in life. The life and live in joyous gratitude on the Nembutsu path. And in the end, like the Eightfold Path, we start to understand our lives and apply the areas of growth into our lives and are able to bounce forward from the realization that we all suffer and there is no one immune to it. However, in bouncing forward, we're able to come more resilient to being able to handle that life of suffering. In the end, my message this morning, please Join me with your palms put together in Gassho as we hear the words of Rinyo Shonin. Attaining the entrusting heart lies in understanding the 18th vow. To understand this vow means to understand what Namo Amida Butsu is. And so, when one takes refuge, that is Namo, in Amida, in one thought moment, making aspiration and directing virtue is implied. This means that Amida Tathagata directs virtue to us, foolish beings. This is taught in the larger sutra as bringing all sentient beings to the attainment of virtues. So it follows that all karmic evil and blind passions which we have given rise to since the beginningless past are completely extinguished by the inconceivable vow power. Hence, we dwell in the stage of non-retrogression, or the stage of the truly settled. This is the meaning of the statement, we attain nirvana without severing blind passions. This teaching is unique to our tradition, and so should not be discussed with followers of other schools. This we should carefully bear in mind, humbly and respectfully. Thank you very much, everyone. Please stay safe, stay healthy, and stay smiling. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Fujimoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliiliunganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 19th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom hybrid Father's Day service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliiliunganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Miyasaki family, and our speaker, Reverend David Fujimoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Mariko Nishiyama of Pearl City Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.